Hi there, and welcome to the Man in the Van podcast, your regular audio drive time companion, where our main aim is education through a conversation. Through our conversations, delve deep into all things related to the tradesperson contracting community, from news to education to industry happenings, helping you do better business while building a better and improved South African tradesmen and women contracting community. Thanks for tuning in. Let's start the conversation.
A warm welcome to our audience. My name is Willem Klopper. I'm your host. And in this episode, we will have a conversation with Alistair Bach from the Ariston Thermo Group South Africa, formerly known as Heatec Geysers. Now, in this conversation, we intend to find out more about Ariston or Heatec, their brands, as well as the organization, their products, their services, as well as the value that the Ariston Thermo Group adds to the plumbing industry. Now, with me in studio, as I mentioned, it's Alistair Bach, our guest. Just before we give our guests the opportunity to introduce themselves, let's hit the brakes. We'd like to remind our audience that this episode is proudly brought to you by Articulate It Plumber. Would you care to just introduce yourself to the audience, please?
Hi, Willem. Yeah, thank you for having me. So as you said, my name's Alistair. I actually have quite a broad background. I've come from consumer electronics, having spent time with AEG Electrolux, Samsung, also spent some time on the other side of the table at agencies. But at the moment, I'm the product and marketing manager at Ariston Thermo South Africa. I've been in the industry for about 4 years now, really enjoying the industry. Really, the people are great. It's salt of the earth people. It's really a good industry you can get behind and spend a long time in.
It's an industry in which you can actually use some pun.
Exactly.
And call a spade, 100%. As you mentioned earlier, just before we started recording.
Yep.
Alistair, so Ariston Thermo, you know, the name Heatec is familiar to most of our audience out there, you know, most of our audience members. The plumbers, the installers, they're familiar with Heatec Geysers. And perhaps even some of the consumers as well. So please tell us a little bit about Ariston Thermo, the group itself, and the companies within it.
Ariston Thermo Group is a global company, one of the leaders in thermal comfort and heating. They have 69 companies within 42 countries. It's a very big group, 7,500 employees, selling over 8.2 million products a year. That is a huge group. And in 2014, Ariston Thermo Group purchased Heatec Geysers, which was a factory locally producing geysers. And in that time, we've really brought the Italian ethos and quality to a local manufacturer, and from there we've actually grown as a brand. We are now in the process of moving the Heatec brand across to the Ariston brand, but with that we are not just changing a brand name, we're actually adding value and bringing the ethos and the company motto and all the benefits of an Italian and international supplier. The company is huge. We've got 26 production sites across 15 countries. So this really is some strength that we have. But like I want to say, we've got local flavor. So we only have one expat in our company locally. So the rest, we're all South African, and you know, we are a South African company as we register.
Yeah. Proudly. Oh,
proudly, 100%.
So please tell us a little bit more about Ariston Thermo's products.
Excellent. So we have quite a wide variety of water heating products. In South Africa, we really focus on water heating. In Europe, we do space heating as well. But in South Africa, the focus is water heating. So we have the regular geyser, the Heatec branded geyser that everyone knows. And then we also have a lot of Ariston branded products. Some are quite new to the market. Some have been in the market for a while. The one that most people would recognize is the Andris Lux. It's the point of use geyser. It's the 10, 15, or 30 liter product. Beautiful looking product, very functional and good to use at a point of where you need hot water far away from the geyser. We also have recently this year launched a gas instantaneous range. So your regular gas geyser, that's one of the core strengths of Ariston globally has been gas. And we are bringing that range to South Africa. We have also launched some solar products recently, some direct flat plate products, and we also have heat pumps. But the most exciting thing that we've launched recently is the electric instantaneous. So this is a point of use product that uses electricity to heat water without storing anything. So for example, in a shower, this product sits inside the shower cubicle. You open the hot water tap, the cold water comes into the product, and with electricity, it heats up the water instantaneously as it comes out. So this is really exciting. And the most exciting part about this product is that we are bringing hot water at a much lower price point than is used, that the market is used to. So a person can get hot water at this point for close to 1,000 rand, excluding installation. But installation is quite simple. You actually need an electrician, not a plumber, for this product. So that makes it exciting too. But that is what Ariston's trying to do. Any new products we launch is Ariston brand, and ultimately we would migrate the HeatTech product to Ariston, but we're going to add some value to that too. So that would be coming in the future, so look out for that. But ultimately, Ariston has got a huge amount of strength globally, and we want to bring that to the local South Africans.
Yeah, for sure, because you have to take into consideration what market you are in. And you have to compensate for that or accommodate what we require in South Africa.
True. And South Africa has very unique standards. The SAN standards, and obviously this is a hot topic with most installers, they understand that. So we really strive to be compliant in all the products that we offer to the market. We are obviously legal with all the products. We have the required LOAs. But yes, South Africa is quite unique in what we require. It would be great to copy and paste what comes from Europe, but it's not the same. So we really have to be careful in what we choose to bring and launch here. And I believe we found the right spot. We're trying to bring in enough for everyone, from low cost and affordable products up to really premium products that really cater for the person with high hot water needs, if I can say it like that. So we really are trying to cater from everything and bring the core strength of Ariston to South Africa.
Yeah, and also take into consideration, the economy of South Africa and the type of market. When I mentioned the word, the type of market, when I touched on the type of market, I was specifically also referring to, the economy and what kind of, income, level of income people have in South Africa. So to compensate for them and give them hot water at an affordable price is excellent.
And the reality is a lot of people are using a bucket with an open heating element to heat hot water. And the Auris range is actually bringing something quite unique, and that can offer plumbed in hot water to people who haven't been able to afford it previously. But also, having said that, it's not only an affordable housing project product, it is actually quite a premium product that is sold globally. This product has been launched in Russia and all across Europe, and in those markets, people understand this product. In South Africa, there's still a bit of work to be done for people to understand how to use and what to do. But again, that entry price point is very attractive for people who haven't had hot water previously.
And just uplifting that quality of life for them as well.
Definitely. Look, Ariston, as a brand, our tagline is comfort always on. And comfort is something different to every person. Just having hot water is comfort for one person, but another person wants a lot of pressure, a lot of performance out of their product. Some people want the product to look great. So all of these factors actually align with our core pillars within the brand. Everlasting quality, advanced performance, and Italian style. This is what the brand is built on. And these are core values that our products are built towards. Advanced performance, whether it is to do with eco-friendly products and things that are great for the environment, whether it is high-performance products, we try to cater for a wide variety. And again, the strength of Ariston we bring into the local community.
Adding value.
Exactly.
Just before we continue the conversation, it's time to hit the brakes again.
Don't forget to download the all-new and improved App Plumber from the Google Play Store. All your plumbing solutions are just a click away, exclusively for Android users.
Welcome back. So Alistair, I just want to retouch on you. You said, it's simple and you can very easily copy and paste from Europe. And you did again now mention, bringing in the Italian style. But that's not a typical copy and paste from Italian to here, because you are still compensating for the South African market and our environment in which the products will be used. And in our market that, you know, taking that into consideration. So it's not a typical copy and paste from Italy. It's this Italian style. So.
Well, we try and look for the best fit. There's most products that have been brought in from our European side have been tweaked to make sure that it's locally relevant and can meet our rigorous standards. You know, we do have, as a market globally, our standards are very high. And with good reason. Safety when water is under pressure is vital, and people need to understand that. And that's also why we push hard to make sure that our products are installed correctly and by qualified personnel, so that we don't have any mishaps in the market. But the Italian style is, you know, style is style. So people can enjoy that. But unfortunately, with our electric, our normal run-of-the-mill product, that gets hidden away in the ceiling. So they look pretty much all the same. But when it comes to these other products, the point of use and things like that, this is in your eye line. This is something that you'll be looking at. And in Europe, the water heating products are actually seen as a home appliance, as much as a fridge, much as a washing machine. It's in your face and it looks pretty. And that style is brought across. So that whether you have your little undercounter hidden underneath the sink, or, you know, or the overcounter above your sink, we make sure that it looks good. So that your house isn't, oh wow, that's a, you know, it's ugly water heater sitting in the corner. So you want, yeah, there is benefits.
You want something that's aesthetically appealing.
And, exactly. And,
you know, almost, you can almost say that it's the Ferrari of water heating systems.
Interesting enough, our key designer is Umberto Perloma, and he actually has designed one of the Tesla models. And he's a key designer for some of the Alfa Romeo range. So this guy has got a wide variety of design platforms, and one has been onboarding with us to actually to design our products. So you will see on a lot of our products a little embossed logo on the side. That is his design. So there's actually a stamp of approval from a good old authentic Italian designer. So yes.
Well, I'm sure the consumers out there will find that very interesting, and more attractive. So, Alistair, you know, it's surely now we know that it's visually appealing or aesthetically appealing, and you did also mention that, like, your instantaneous water heaters, that saves water, because you said it's not necessary to run that hot water tap until it gets hot before you take a shower or a bath or whatever the case may be.
Yes.
Because it's instantaneous. So you've got a product that's, you know, again, it comes back to the value that the product brings to the consumer. It saves water as much as it is visually appealing.
Correct. So what is interesting, well, in South Africa, we are so used to having one geyser sitting in our ceilings and we run hot water. But people don't always realize that when they go to, for example, a kitchen that is far away from the geyser point and they open that hot water tap to wash their hands, every drop of hot water out of that tap, when you open up, it'll be cold. Every time, as you sit there and wait for that hot water to arrive, that is every bit of water out of that tap is cold water running into your geyser, and you now have to reheat that. So we really are pushing these point of use products so that the water is heated right where you need it. So while some have storage, some don't, you are not wasting water by opening that hot water tap and waiting for the water to get warm. That is key. And also, you are not wasting the power to overheat the water, because now you've wasted so much water. So ultimately, we only heat the water that you use. And generally with point of use products, you don't heat the water to a 65 degrees and have it standing and waiting. You actually only heat it to the temperature that you need. Now, we all know, gentlemen, that our wives like the shower a bit warmer than we do. So generally that's about a 44 degrees. And if we had to jump in, that's a bit too hot for us. We like to just cool it off a bit with a bit of cold water. So ultimately, point of use geysers are set to only the 44 degrees. We don't heat the water unnecessarily. And then you just If you want a bit more colder water, you can then turn the cold water tap and actually just reduce. So in that, you're only heating the amount of water that you need and the quantity. So you are saving not just water, but you're saving power as well.
Energy as well.
Exactly. So good looking products, very core in their function and their uses. People just need to understand what is out there. And that is a key message that we're going to drive next year, is to make sure that the end user knows what to look for. But the plumbers also have a role that when they are at a customer, that to inform these customers and go, but sir, your geyser is far away from this kitchen point. You know, how about we install for your point of use? And this is a way for them to generate income and also a way to help their customer. We all know if you give good service, you know, you get repeat business. And this is cool. The guys need to understand that you can offer them different products that'll suit their needs so much more than what currently they have. And once that education has happened, the products will flow. And then more installations would happen, more servicing would happen, and people would make a bit more money in these trying times. So it's important that education of the end user happens, but that it's driven not only from a manufacturer side, but from a plumber side as well.
Just before we continue the conversation, it's time to hit the brakes again.
Plumber training has never been easier with articulated plumber courses. Enroll now to upskill yourself at your own pace and earn CPD points. Our informative and easy to follow courses can be found on iopsitraining.co.za. Don't forget to follow us on Facebook and Instagram at Articulated Plumber.
Welcome back. To continue our discussion, I would like to ask the following question. Alistair, please tell us a little bit more about Ariston Thermo's loyalty programs. Do they have any?
Yes. So we actually are one of the only manufacturers in the market on the water heating side that offers a loyalty program. Previously, it was Heat Tech Rewards. Very basic premise of we have certain stickers on our products with a sort of a scratch card code type thing there. You scratch off the protective seal and you get a code. Insert that in the program, and we give you certain points. 2 points equals R1. And when you get to 1,000 points, we send you a debit card with R500 on it. And from there, every time you hit 1,000 points, R500 gets debited on or gets put onto your debit card. We actually have some plumbers that are using this to give their staff a great end-year function. We have some plumbers that work for themselves, and this is paying for their groceries. So it's a broad program, quite transactional, and it always has been transactional, and we're giving back to the plumber directly. Sometimes if we give some of our customers a discount, it doesn't always all get to the plumber. So this is one way of giving back to the guys. But recently, about a month and a half ago, we've updated that program. It's now rebranded to be called My Ariston, which is in line with what is happening globally. And this program has now got some additional features which are really exciting. The first one is a follow-up functionality. We are putting the plumber in touch with the end user after 12 months so that the end user and the plumber can get together and maybe service the geyser. We are trying to add an additional revenue stream to our plumbers to make sure that they are in contact with the end user, but also driving the end user. For example, the end user goes, you know what, my geyser's fine. I don't need a service, but I've had that leaky tap, you know, and now it's Bob's Plumbing that was here a year ago. Let me phone him up. So we are really trying to add value to our plumbers as well as our end users. We'd also like to start the culture of having end users call a plumber to service their geyser. Geysers would last longer. It mostly comes down to your gaskets and your anodes, which are consumable products. And there's always room for people to call a plumber, say, come through, have a look at the geyser. The geyser might be fine, but there might be room then for the plumber to sell an accessory, maybe a timer or a controller, or have a look at the taps and advise the client further. So that's really something that's exciting that we've launched. We've also launched a donations page. Obviously, in these trying times and in line with Ariston Thermo Group's core values, we'd like to give back. So we hoped that more of our plumbers would actually donate some of their points, donate to some charities that are on the system, and Ariston would back that donation by donating as much money as they've donated. So, for example, a plumber donates 100 grand, Ariston matches that donation with 100 rand as well. And then once a year, these donations are tallied and given across to the charities. Obviously, if this goes well and there's a lot more donations, we do this more often. So this has just been launched. We're very excited for it. We really are encouraging our plumbers to give a little bit back. Clearly, we know this year has been a tough one, but we're all trying to give back to support where we can, and that's important. We've also got some other features on the new program, like an idea box where plumbers can submit their ideas. We engage directly with them, understand what their thoughts are, and it's always good for us to hear what their voice is saying. Absolutely. What are they saying? You know, what do they need from us? And then also, if there's anything, any issues, for example, the code has been scratched, but they can't read the numbers clearly or something like that, we've got live chat, where previously the guys would try, you know, would phone in or email, and it's a bit more laborious. We've actually got somebody live during business hours that is available, that if there's an issue, they can quickly chat to Nikita or Tina would be on that call, and they would actually assist the guys. So this is really some interesting new features that we brought to the table. Some feedback already from the guys is that it's really exciting. The new program's easy to use, but we haven't taken away from the core, which is giving back to the plumber. And, you know, we really do believe that the plumbers are the reason we're in this business, and we want to support them as much as possible. And I encourage plumbers out there that if you're not on the awards program, get on board. I've spoken to a plumber before, and he loves our product. And I said, great, how's our awards program going? And he says, what? He had no idea about the program. And for a year and a half, he's been using our products only, exclusively. And he's missed out on getting extra, you know, getting cash back on that. And, you know, it's unfortunate, but, you know, now that he knows, he's really using that, and he's loving it. So it's one way we give back, and we really are under the Ariston, ethos. We are trying to give back more, and we are trying to support. We are very aware that we won't be in this business if it wasn't for these people, for the plumbers and for the consumers. So we really try and support where we can.
Elizabeth, you're not only giving back to the plumbers themselves, or, you know, the installers, you're actually giving back to the consumer, and you're actually giving back to the community as well. I mean, if you look at the loyalty program and the charity donations, you're giving back to the community that way. When I say that you're giving back to the consumer, you mentioned that you're putting the plumber and the consumer in connection with each other. And yes, it may sound as if you're pushing for the plumber to get additional business, you know, let's install this little device or whatever the case may be. The fact is that very few consumers out there take into consideration that a geezer needs to be serviced. You know, they think that the geezer sits in the roof, and they don't really actually care about the geezer until they don't have the hot water and they can't take a hot shower. And by just bringing to their attention that these things need to be done, that's already giving back to them as a consumer. And it's awesome to hear that you're pushing for that. And the other thing is, where you're giving back to the consumer is also the plumber, making them aware of what is out there. They may need something that they don't even know that exists or that is in the market for them to acquire. So you're actually giving back to more than just the plumbers themselves.
Well, it's still early days. And I think as this program grows and as people are using it more and using the functionality more, that exposure will come out there. Like you've mentioned now, the servicing of geezers is not in our culture. In our culture in South Africa, we wait till it bursts. We get somebody out to fix it. You know, that's it. And you know, whether the drip tray has been installed correctly or not, and there's water through your ceiling, it gets fixed. You know, and yes, there's momentary issues that it happens and there's inconvenience, but ultimately we will deal with it. And we think, oh, it's only going to happen again in 7 or 8 years' time. You know, we don't have to worry about it, or we might sell the house. In Europe, actually, they get an installer out just before winter starts to make sure that all their products are working 100% and that things are working great. Now, we are trying to get that culture in South Africa where, we're trying to get people involved and to interact. And actually, it's going to make our products last longer, which, contrary to general business belief, is not a bad thing. We want that. We want people to really, you know, take care of their product and let it last long. You know, there's new business out there. We're going to fight hard for that. But we want people who've purchased our products to really know that, you know, there's an Ariston or a Heat Tech in my ceiling, And I know it's going to last long because I'm also doing my responsible thing and servicing it. But it's early days. We need to make sure that we start that process by getting the customer and the end user, the plumber and the end user in touch. So it's like I said, slow progress, but we'll get there.
Creating that awareness or establishing it for that matter.
Yeah. It's to get in touch with the end user when it comes to a geyser is difficult. You know, the only interaction people have with the geyser is the fact that I'm getting hot water. The 85% of people, and that's my figure, I assume, but that people don't know what's in their ceiling. They don't know the size of their unit. They don't know what brand's in their ceiling. They don't know if it's been installed correctly. And this is important that we start educating them, that they understand the complexities around installing a geyser. They understand how much hard work it is for a plumber to get up there to check it, to make sure that things are 100%, because a geyser that's not installed correctly can explode. And an exploding geyser can take out half a house. And that's, you know, people don't realize that until they actually search and go, oh, wow, okay, I've got to take care of this. And so it's slow going to make sure the end user is aware of what's in their ceiling and all the complexity that goes into that. But we need to start that education from a plumber level, from a manufacturer's level, from the insurance level, from even, you know, an architect level, from, you know, everyone in this process needs to make sure that the end user knows what's happening. And obviously, not everybody wants to be educated about these things. Some people just don't have any issue about the hot water. They go, I'm showering, I'm happy with my pressure. They don't understand all the complexities. So it's good for us to start that conversation and get people to understand what's happening.
Just before we say goodbye, it's time to hit the brakes one last time. I'd like to encourage our audience to follow Articulated Plumber on Instagram and Facebook, not only to find out more about the Man in the Van podcast, but also to learn more about any exciting and interesting news that we may have. Our handle on both Instagram and Facebook is Articulated Plumber. Any last words to the audience out there?
Well, yeah.
Final statements.
Thanks again for the time. It's great to actually be part of this platform and the exciting things happening within the company. But just, I'd like to set people at ease. Arison Thermo Group offers international expertise, but we have local flavor and relevance. We're producing locally. We are bringing value to our communities locally. We are bringing value to the industry. And we're trying to bring variety by bringing in some of the best of what Europe has to offer. Look out for our new products, particularly plumbers. Guys, get out there and have a look at what we have. And you are core at making sure the end user is aware of what is there. And once the end user understands, hell, that's more revenue in your pocket. There's more revenue in my pocket. But ultimately, we are pushing for comfort always on. When that end user is happy with their water and things are going well and they're saving money, they're saving water, they're going to phone you again for other things. You know, let's add value to everyone's daily lives. And that's what we're all about.
Awesome. Alistair, thank you. Thanks for your time. I think that you shared excellent and very interesting and valuable information with the audience out there, whether they be consumers or whether they be installers themselves. I think with the information that you've shared about Ariston Therma as a group, the Heatec products and the branding that you're heading towards, the loyalty programs, everything was just very interesting. And I want to thank you for your time. Thank you for having joined me in studio. Thanks to the audience for having tuned into this awesome conversation that I had with Alistair from Ariston Thermo. Finally, it's time to switch off this engine. Cheerio.
Man in the Van podcast, your regular audio drive time companion.